Hiya, I'm Icy Sedgwick, and this is my third audio boo. I've just been listening to the boos of Annie Everett and Jodie Cleghorn over on the Write Anything audio boo page, and I just thought I'd do another one. And rather than writing a blog post, I thought I'd just talk at you about what it is that I'm actually doing at the moment. And I say talk at you because you can't really respond, and if you did, I wouldn't hear you. Although if you want to leave a comment, obviously that would be welcome. So I finally finished doing the first read-through of my novel, Foulest Westerby. It's about ghosts, it's young adult, and I'm well aware that that's going to be the next trend after vampires, but I did write this in 2008, so I'm hardly jumping on any bandwagons. It's just it's taken me this long to finally get around to doing anything with it. So I've been going through the manuscript, scribbling all over it, writing comments, adding notes, sort of scrolling, expand across entire paragraphs. So obviously now it's the arduous task of going through and actually doing all of that. You know, but it has to be done, so, you know, that's fine. So yeah, I've been working on that. Still working on Tales from Vertigo City, although, as I say, the first tale's nearly finished, but you can listen to my other audio book for more details on that. I'm still working on my Friday flashes, and I'm so glad that there's a Friday hashtag on Twitter because of the fact that, you know, I often wanted to write flash fiction but never really felt like I had the time or the inclination, but now I've got like a mock deadline, it actually sort of impels me to write something. And obviously I like twinning them with the Fiction Friday concept from the Write Anything blog, because you can't always think of what it is that you want to write for a Friday flash, but having the prompt right there makes things a lot easier. And let's be honest, without that prompt for the telepathic parrot, I never would have come up with Methuselah. So thank you to the people at Write Anything for that. And then on top of that, I've also gotten back into cartooning again, because I used to do art when I was sort of 16 to 18 for A-level, and I've always enjoyed drawing and things, but you know, I'm hardly, you know, kind of William Holman Hunt when it comes to art, so, and I'm the kind of person where if I'm not brilliant at something straight away, I will lose interest in it. So after I finished it at A-level, I kind of fell out the way of actually doing any, which is a shame because I really enjoyed it. But now I'm dating Jimmy Misanthrope, who's one of the most talented artists I know. It's kind of inspired me to get back into sort of drawing and things myself, to the extent where I actually did him a piece of fan art for Fubar, one of the main characters in his Agents of the End Times comic. And if to understand why I drew him as Spock, you'd pretty much have to read Agents of the End Times, which I think you should do anyway. So that's like the third plug I've got in today for that, but anyway. So yeah, I'm enjoying sort of drawing again. Obviously I'm enjoying my writing. I'm enjoying this whole new medium, because it's quite nice being able to sit and have a bit of a chat with you instead of you just reading whatever I've sort of splurged out on Blogger. But yeah, any questions, feel free to bung them over. I'm contactable in most ways. If you've got any writing prompts you fancy sending us, again, they're more than welcome. But yeah, it's been lovely chatting to you, as always. And until next time, take care of yourself. Bye-bye.